tiny link will add to the chain of evidence which will finally betray him. So if you have any information that will help, please call the Illustrated Press. Do it now.
Good evening, Illustrated Press.
Tell Mr. Wilson the Associated Women's Clubs are deeply interested in solving this murder, and we're going to help him.
Thank you. Good evening, Illustrated Press.
Tell Wilson to do something about the crazy drivers that try to beat the red lights. They're all potential killers.
Thank you. Illustrated Press, good evening.
We boy scouts are looking for clues.
Thank you.
Affiliated church group. Tell Mr. Wilson we're behind him.
Thank you.
We got the number of a blue Hermes car.
Thank you.
Tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back to report the progress we've made in solving Big Town's most vicious, most important murder. Listen in, Big Town, tomorrow night at this time. And you too, Mr. Murderer. Listen in. Listen in.
Good evening, Illustrated Press.
I want to speak to Steve Wilson.
Just a moment. I'll connect you.
Steve Wilson speaking.
Listen, Wilson, you're a liar. We're not murderers. It was an accident.
Hold on a minute, will you? I can't hear you. I hear you very well. Where till I get a better connection? Or till I get the police and have them face this call. Hello, go ahead.
It's true. We hit that man with our car, but it was an accident. We stopped and got out. We thought he was dead. We didn't know what to do. Why don't you leave us alone? What do you keep harping on him? We've been punished enough.
Who are you? Hello? Hello? Why don't you answer? He hung up. Did you get the police?
Foster's got Captain Carroll on the wire now. He says he'll try to track down whoever made the call.
No, that's not going to be... Well, don't you recall anybody who left here around 2 o'clock Sunday night with a bottle of your brandy? Somebody who drove off in a blue Hermes car? They may have been drunk.
Listen, mister, people come to the Bumblebee for a good time. A lot of them are tight when they leave. I don't keep track of them.
In spite of the fact that they might go out and kill someone?
Well, if people are stupid enough to drink when they're driving, that's not my funeral.
And thank you. You're a lot of help. Come on, Lorelei.
Well, that's that.
Yes, I believe in minding my own business. It's not my funeral. That's all it means to them. Get in, Lorelei.
Oh, we're all to blame, Steve. We don't face the truth.
Yes, I know. I'm as guilty as the rest. Took something like this to open my eyes. I'll never have a peaceful night's sleep if this killer goes free.
How can he live with himself knowing he's killed another man? Oh, but then I suppose it's old-fashioned to expect him to have a conscience.
Well, I'm going to be his conscience. I'll give him no rest. My voice is going to hunt him out and tell him the truth about himself.
Press radio station, bringing you the voice of Mr. Steve Wilson in the first of a series of public meetings on the hit-and-run murder of Dr. Parker. Mr. Wilson. Citizens of Big Town, the killer is loose among us, and we've got to find him. He may never kill again, but if we let him get away with this one murder, we're inviting other cowards to hit-and-run and save their own skins. We've got to drive home the fact that no matter how far we run or where we hide, we have to pay for taking a human life. This murderer thinks he's safe.
Steve has stirred public opinion until all Big Town is hunting for the killer.
Extra, read all about the car that killed Dr. Parker, all about the murder car.
Oh, paper boy, what kind of a car was it?
A blue Hermes, lady.
Say, it's a swell car. I hope they get him.
Extra, the first clue in Big Town murder. 1940, blue Hermes killed Parker. Watch out for the blue Hermes killer.
Good afternoon, Illustrated Press.
Hello, I have some information about the Parker murder. Could I speak to Mr. Wilson?
One moment, please. I'll connect you.
Steve Wilson speaking.
This is Frank J. Mitchell. I live on Maple Street, Big Town Apartments, right near the corner where Dr. Parker was killed. I believe my wife heard that accident Sunday night.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mitchell. May I interview your wife?
Why, sure, anytime.
Why, yes, I heard brakes screeching and a crash about 2 o'clock Sunday night.
Well, did you look out the window?
No, I don't like to get mixed up in such things.
Well, a man was lying there, dying. You might have saved his life.
We've got a police force, haven't we?
Yes, but if we don't help them to stop this reckless driving, you and I might be the next victim.
Well, anyway, we've got the time of the accident. Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. Come on, Laura Larson.
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Wilson.
Yes?
I found a bottle on my lawn.
A bottle?
Yes, the morning after the accident.
What kind of a bottle?
Well, the label said Bumblebee Brandy. They sell it at the Bumblebee Inn, a roadhouse about half a mile from here.
Where is the bottle?
I threw it away. I don't want to get mixed up in this case. I believe in minding my own business.
Die. But it takes a special kind of coward to run away at a time like that. That's the lowest form of bestial stupidity a man could be guilty of.
I know how you feel, Steve.
Well, what are you doing about it, Captain?
Well, so far we've collected some fragments of a headlight. and he found an almost obliterated tire track at the corner where Parker was killed. And there's a trace of paint on the coat he wore. From these, the laboratory will be able to tell us the make of the car.
And then what have you got?
Well, of course, all routine inquiries are being made.
Well, that's not good enough. For you, this is just another hit-and-run case, another number in the files. But to me, it's not a number. It's a life. Those babies can't ever have another father. That girl waited for years for Dan Parker. They built a fine life together. And you talk about routine inquiries.
We're doing our best, Steve. In a case like this, there's very little evidence to work with. Death roars out of the night, strikes and disappears. There's seldom any witnesses.
But surely somebody in the community somewhere heard or saw something.
Maybe they did, but if they don't come forward and tell us...
Well, then I'm going to make them come forward. This is one time when death roaring out of nowhere into nowhere is going to be dragged into the spotlight.
And now for the second half of Big Town. Returning you to Big Town, we find that the Illustrated Press has been running a red-hot campaign to smoke out the hit-and-run driver who killed Don Parker, using the tremendous power of his newspaper and radio station.
Dear, it's better to remember him the way he was.
Oh, no. No, this couldn't happen to us. It couldn't. We've always tried to be good people. You know, Don, he was so good to everybody. He never hurt a living thing. Well, Steve, you know that.
Yes, I know.
No, I don't believe it. It's not true. Oh, tell me it isn't true.
No, Sally, don't let go. You've got to hang on.
Hang on to what? What have I got to hang on to with Don gone? What have I got to live for?
Mommy, Susie can say it. Listen. Peter Piper picked a pick of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a... Mommy! What's the matter? Go find Daddy, Uncle Steve. He won't let Mommy cry.
I tell you, Captain, it was the toughest thing I ever had to do. Last night he was alive, laughing, and now all the life is smashed out of him. His wife and babies there needn't look at him.
It sure is tough. Happening all over the country, every day. Every 8 hours, somebody's life is blotted out by a hit-and-run driver. Every 27 minutes, some pedestrian is struck by a hit-and-run car. Every 16 minutes, someone dies because of reckless driving.
Yes, but if that driver had only stopped and taken down to the hospital right away, he might have had a chance.
Yes, but at the hospital, they'd have taken the man's name and his license number. Run drivers don't take that chance.
And I can understand that accidents happen, but to leave your victim lying there knowing that he might...
Think she's the one, but he has just begun. All her friends, they just watch her.
Watch her.
For they know the great imposter.
Imposter.
And she's soon to join the roster.
Imposter.
For they know the great
imposter. Imposter.
And she's soon to join. They know the great imposter. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What a dog. Whoa, 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 whoa. What a dog.
Poetry.
Poetry.
So sweet.
So sweet.
As her at his feet.
She,
and he's playing a part. Has her at his feet. She thinks she's the one, but he has just begun. All her friends, they just watch her.
Watch her.
For they know the great imposter.
Imposter.
Don't she know he's on a stage?
Ra-da-da,
it's not real, it's just
ra-da-da,
a play.
Ra-da-da.
Well, I went and lost her to the great imposter. I stood and watched her fall, couldn't help her at all. poetry,
poetry
so sweet,
so sweet.
Ooh, tragedy.
Afraid.
Don't make going slow, Tanzim.
Don't talk too loud, Cole.
Huh?
Voices carry on the water.
We've been Singli and Sergeant Mac.
The canoes are right behind us. Mission Thompson, too.
Landmines plenty heavy. Hope us get across sandbars at mouth of river.
We will, Colo.
Jap Sea Patrol no bother us so far. But Jap's got River Patrol, too.
Hey, relax, will you? I'm just as much on it.
Come,
I was the last person.